Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Please be seated. I read the other day about Eric Sawinski. He's a professional athlete, a runner who participates in many of the biggest track events around the world. If you follow this sport very closely, perhaps you've seen him as he's often at the starting blocks at some of the key long-distance races. He is the one, though, who's not expected to win a medal. The article I read was entitled, "Meet the Runner Who Leads Every Pack and Then Vanishes." Eric Sawinski has one job to do, and it's not to win the race, or even to appear at the finish line. His job is to be at the starting line and set the pace for the race. That's it. He's a top-notch athlete in his own right, but he has a very specific role to ensure the first part of a race is run in a certain time. The article in the New York Times described how he had a job in January of this year to run 800 meters in 1 minute and 53 seconds to set the correct pace for a particular track event. He completed it in 1 minute and 52.99 seconds, 1/100th of a second too fast. The article stated, Sawinski, 33, knows how strange it sounds to be in the best in the world at dropping out. But such is the life of a professional pacer, and no one, according to those most familiar with his handiwork, does it better. Sawinski goes all around the world to do his job, run at a very specific pace, and then get off the track to see what the other athletes will do. He said, "I think it's a little more enjoyable for my mother." He said, "When I used to race, she would show up to my meets and be too nervous to even to watch. Now she sort of knows what will happen." Setting a pace for others to follow seems a pretty good thing to think about as Christians, a pretty good thing to think about as followers of Jesus, a pretty good thing to think about at a service for confirmation, reaffirmation, and reception. For in a little while, we will be asked, "Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?" We will be asked, "Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?" A pace has been set, if you will, and we are invited to step into it as well. A pace has been set that is really most central to life and how we live in this world. A pace, or a path, or a way has been offered to us, and we cannot be the same when we begin to follow. The gospel reading for today involved a lot of running as well. Maybe you noticed. Mary Magdalene, that incredible saint of our church, in the semi-darkness prior to the sun breaking free of the horizon, discovers an empty tomb instead of one filled with the body of Jesus. She had expected to somehow anoint the body properly as it lay in its final resting place. But, of course, she was not able to do what she had set out to do. She found what she did not expect, and that was that God had the last say, not the violence of this world. The cross of the crucifixion did not mean an end, but a beginning. The darkness would not win out, but the light of life would. But she didn't quite understand all of this at first. She saw that the tomb was empty, and so she ran to tell some of the other disciples what had happened. Simon Peter and another disciple, we often assume that it was the disciple John, and on hearing the news of the two of them, ran to the tomb. And presumably, Mary ran with them. As I said, lots of running in this passage. When they arrived on the scene, they peered into the tomb. And when they saw the linen wrappings, the two sprinters simply left the scene. Presumably, they had seen all that they needed to see. They turned, and maybe they ran, once again, back to their homes. But what they saw in that cemetery was not the entire picture. What they saw was not the end of the race. The one who was to set their pace to run the race of life was not finished. With linen wrappings left in the tomb, there was more. The first two ran, saw what they wanted to see, and then they left. But Mary stayed. Mary waited for the more to come. She was in this for the whole race, to let Jesus set the pace in her life, in her faith, in her love, in her hope, in her direction. She stayed at the scene, still anxious to know the fullness of what God might do. Mary was the one, as the reading went on beyond what we heard today, she was the one who was to see the resurrected Christ. She waited for more and discovered the complete story of the one who is the ultimate example and guide for our lives. Mary has much to teach us. Today, a number of you are being confirmed or are reaffirming your faith. This is a big step and a key one. It's about making a commitment to paying attention in this world to what is most important. It's about making an affirmation that there is more to our lives than simply running a race with no purpose or meaning. It's about affirming that we are called to live in a certain way, aware of the one who calls us to live with a compassion for all people, that we are called to love one another, and that changes how we see this world. We are called to care for those who live on our streets, to care about reconciliation in this country, to care about the planet burning up, to care about the war in Ukraine or Sudan, to care about the refugees, the forgotten, the ignored. Our faith is the one who calls us to stretch our limits and expand our goals, and invites us to recognize that we are blessed, we are remembered, we are known, and to live our lives as if we truly believe this. Our confirmation reminds us that we are beloved of God, and that changes how we walk and run in this world, not with a pride and conceit, but with a humility and a desire to include all others in knowing of the grace of God for people, for all people. Today is an important day to consider what it is that you run after in this life. For there are many things that might get our attention and draw our eyes toward them. But we believe in a God of an empty tomb, a God who conquers death, who shatters darkness, who forgives beyond our limitations. This is important news. Often we call it good news, for it defines our purpose and really the pace we are called to walk in this world, confident in God's blessing upon our lives. Or as John Bell describes, it leads us to an encounter with the magnanimous God who is waiting to be found and who is waiting to set us free in the truth. Eric Sawinski is his name. Look out for him if you're watching a track event on your phone. His job is to set a certain pace for a particular race. Mary Magdalene seemed to understand this as she wept outside a tomb, only to discover the resurrected Jesus inviting her into the abundant life. We too know this invitation. May it cause us to consider who we are following as we run our race of life. Amen.